Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're here this morning to worship the one who was born in Bethlehem, the Savior who is Christ the Lord, as we heard from the angel last evening. We heard it announced from the one angel last night. So what better way to continue our worship of the King than to consider the words of the angel host that joined the one angel? That multitude of the heavenly host who suddenly appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." That was the worship of the angels. And it's our worship too. It's even the song that we sang this morning, that we sing throughout the year in almost all of our divine services, although we set it aside for the season of Advent in order to come back to it with joy here on Christmas Day. Let's ponder those words for a little while yet this morning so that we can join the angels once again in worshiping the King who was once a newborn baby. "Glory to God in the highest," they sang, or as we sing it in our liturgy, "Glory be to God on high." Glory means brightness, splendor, radiance, and by way of metaphor, honor, fame, and renown. It's another way of saying praise God, give honor to God in the highest, that is, to God in heaven, where He dwells visibly with the holy angels and with the souls of the saints who have fallen asleep. Why do angels give glory and praise to God? It seems obvious to us, but let's think about it. Yes, they were created by God, and as creatures they owe Him worship, and they know it better than any of us here below. But it's more than the worship of creature to creator. When the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest," or "Glory to God in heaven," it wasn't just a general song of praise. It was a song of praise composed for the occasion of Christ's birth. It was a celebration of the incarnation itself, that God's Son had taken on human flesh and was finally revealed to the world in His birth. It was a song of praise not only to God the Father in heaven, but also to the newborn baby who was God. We know that because it tells us in the book of Hebrews, when God brings the firstborn into the world, He says, "Let all the angels of God worship Him." So that's what that was. All the angels of God singing a song of worship to the newborn God who had become man. It was God the Father who sent the angels to sing to the firstborn, to the Son of God, to worship Him, although He was as helpless as any newborn baby. He was greater than the angels, higher than they, even though He lay in a humble manger, even though, as Hebrews says, He was made lower than the angels for a little while. Glory to God in the highest is a song of worship sung to Jesus just as much as it is to God the Father. The angels' worship of the firstborn came from their love for who God is. He revealed Himself to Moses on Mount Sinai in this way: the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children, to the third and the fourth generation. The Lord's chief qualities are mercy, grace, patience, goodness, truth, faithfulness, and a readiness to forgive transgression. And the birth of Christ epitomizes all of those qualities of God. It shows the lengths to which our God went to show mercy to a fallen race of wretched sinners, to give grace to the undeserving. It shows how patient or long-suffering he had been with rebellious mankind, and how patient he would still be. So patient that he would allow sinners to reject that baby born in Bethlehem when he grew up, to mistreat him, and finally to crucify him. It shows that God is true and faithful to his word in that he kept that some 4,000-year-old promise to bring his son into the world, to earn forgiveness for all by one day shedding his blood, which was also God's blood, so that he would have a basis for acquitting the guilty sinners who seek refuge by faith in the blood of God's only Son. Most of those qualities of God epitomized in the birth of Christ aren't even needed by the holy angels. Mercy, patience, forgiveness, the holy angels have no need of such things. We do. And yet the angels were amazed, astonished, awestruck over God's grace and his willingness to do all this, to take on human flesh, to be born into our dark world in order to save fallen mankind. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit gets the glory, the praise, the honor, the worship, the credit, the thanks. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in heaven for being such a merciful, gracious God, for showing such mercy, patience, and forgiveness toward the human race. The angels gave glory to God in heaven, and then they made a proclamation on earth. They proclaimed, "On earth, peace, goodwill toward men." Peace to men, peace on earth. Now we know well enough that that doesn't mean what the world thinks it means, an end to war and conflict being encouraged by the angels, or people treating people kindly. The angels weren't singing at all of that kind of earthly peace. Even Jesus said later in his ministry, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." He didn't come to end all interpersonal conflict. He came to receive, as Isaiah wrote, the punishment for our peace. As the prophet wrote back in chapter 53, which we hear every Good Friday, to suffer the wrath and condemnation of God in our place, so that all those who are connected to this child by faith have peace with God. As St. Paul writes, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God." He wrote about it also in today's epistle. It was that baptism, that washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit, by which God has justified us and given us peace, peace in his courtroom, peace so that we don't have to be condemned. The angels were singing about the peace that would one day be purchased with the blood of this newborn child, the reconciliation of sinners with God through faith in Christ. In the same way, the angels weren't singing about the goodwill that men are supposed to show to one another at Christmas time. They were praising God's goodwill toward mankind, God's good pleasure with men that was to be found in Christ and in him alone. This is where God's goodwill was found on Christmas, wrapped up in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. God's goodwill toward men was always wrapped up in Jesus from that time and throughout his entire life for all eternity. One day at Jesus' baptism, Jesus would hear these words from God the Father in heaven. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Well pleased is the same word used here in the angel's song. Literally, "in whom I have goodwill." God's goodwill toward man was born on Christmas Day. His goodwill dwelt among us on earth for a time. Whoever has Christ by faith has God's goodwill, his good pleasure, can be sure of God's love and forgiveness and of God's good plan to bring you safely into his heavenly kingdom. That peace and goodwill that were brought to earth when Christ was born are still here, wherever Christ has promised to be in his word and in his sacrament. That's why we still sing the angel song so often in our service, because the same peace and goodwill to men that they proclaimed over 2,000 years ago is being proclaimed to you today, promising you peace and goodwill, giving you peace and goodwill in Jesus. After the shepherds heard and believed the angelic forerunner's words, they went to the manger where Christ was and worshipped him. And then, we heard today, they went out and spread the word and praised God to all those whom they found, speaking of what the angels had told them of this peace and goodwill. So you too, who have heard the message of the angels, who have come to where Jesus is in his word and sacrament and have worshipped him here, you who have known and received God's peace and goodwill in Christ Jesus, who have been baptized into it and covered with it, become forerunners of his goodwill to your fellow man, like the shepherds became, not just by doing charitable deeds, but by leading godly lives every day, by speaking of God's goodwill in Christ, by standing firm on your confession of Christ, by not allowing yourself to be moved an inch from his commandments or from his revelation. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. May the song of the angels fill you with joy and peace and wonder, and may it inspire you to worship the King who was once newborn, with your ears and with your hearts, with your lips and with your lives. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.